message.
In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, it's easy for us to get caught up in a whirlwind of negativity. We find ourselves constantly battling against what we perceive as wrong or flawed, whether it's in the people around us or the circumstances that we encounter. But in our fervent efforts to right these perceived wrongs, we sometimes lose sight of the truth. We inadvertently relinquish our power by placing blame on external factors rather than taking responsibility for our own behavior. Today, I challenge you to pause and observe the dialogue that unfolds within your mind. Notice how frequently your thoughts gravitate towards what is lacking, imperfect, or incomplete in the world around you. There's no need for self-judgment. We all do this. Simply notice any patterns. Chances are you are going to find these thoughts surfacing more often than you anticipated, just permeating your consciousness throughout the day. So stop and ask yourself, Are these thoughts truly serving me? Are they aligned with my intentions and my goals? And if not, how can I make a conscious shift toward more empowering thoughts? When we catch ourselves succumbing to the sarcasm of that inner voice, we can pause and take a moment to reframe, acknowledge the positives, the strengths, the effectiveness, and the enduring qualities of the circumstances or the person in question. And when we find ourselves in moments of conflict, we can manage ourselves more effectively by ensuring that everyone feels heard and valued. We can consider our role within the situation and contemplate who we want to be. And adopting this mindset can significantly reduce our stress levels and foster healthier interactions. If we perpetually place blame on other people, we are surrendering our power and resigning ourselves to always being a victim. So instead, let's reclaim our agency and recognize that our responses and choices ultimately shape our reality. So seek beauty both in yourself and in other people. Notice that the shift in perspective infuses your day with positivity and potential. As always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my little podcast. If you have not already done so, I hope that you will take a moment to go to Apple Podcasts and give me a rating and a review. And if you're not subscribed, I hope you will do so and share this podcast with other people who you think might also appreciate it. If there's any topic that you would like to hear me discuss, just drop me a line, mark@askmarkward.com, or you can reach me on any of the socials at Ask Mark Ward. I would love to hear from you. Thanks again.